Hi, this is Craig Patchett from the Godcast Network at godcast.org with Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening for the evening of November 26th. Zechariah 4:10 reads, "They shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel." Small things marked the beginning of the work in the hand of Zerubbabel, but none might despise it, for the Lord had raised up one who would persevere until the headstone should be brought forth with shoutings. The plummet was in good hands. Here is the comfort of every believer in the Lord Jesus. Let the work of grace be ever so small in its beginnings. The plummet is in good hands. A master builder greater than Solomon has undertaken the raising of the heavenly temple, and he will not fail nor be discouraged till the topmost pinnacle shall be raised. If the plummet were in the hand of any merely human being, we might fear for the building, but the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in Jesus' hand. The works did not proceed irregularly and without care, for the master's hand carried a good instrument. Had the walls been hurriedly run up without due superintendence, they might have been out of the perpendicular, but the plummet was used by the chosen overseer. Jesus is evermore watching the erection of his spiritual temple, that it may be built securely and well. We are for haste, but Jesus is for judgment. He will use the plummet, and that which is out of line must come down, every stone of it. Hence the failure of many a flattering work, the overthrow of many a glittering profession. It is not for us to judge the Lord's church, since Jesus has a steady hand and a true eye and can use the plummet well. Do we not rejoice to see judgment left to him? The plummet was in active use. It was in the builder's hand, a sure indication that he meant to push on the work to completion. O Lord Jesus, how would we indeed be glad if we could see thee at thy great work? O Zion, the beautiful, thy walls are still in ruins. Rise, thou glorious builder, and make her desolations to rejoice at thy coming. And that ends this evening's reading from Charles Spurgeon's Morning and Evening, brought to you by the Godcast Network at godcast.org. This is Craig Patchett, hoping you have a wonderful evening. See you tomorrow.